Beza Hashem, we continue with Shaar Tshuva, Shaar Beis, Ois Beis, Shir number 81. It's also Beis Sivan, Tavshin Pei Aleph. And we're discussing the first way of inspiration that a person should inspire himself to do Tshuva. And we had mentioned, we spoke about this yesterday, that when Hashem is talking to the person, when Hashem is talking to us, we have to make sure we're listening and we're going to respond to what Hashem is saying. Now, we're not discussing a baskol, a heavenly voice. We're talking about circumstances, situations that arise in the world on a personal level as well as a global level. On a global level, we all know what's going on in the world today. It was just a couple of weeks ago, 45 people were nifter by Meiron. Thousands of rockets are being shot from Gaza into Eretz Yisrael. And they're damaging. We know what's going on. Hashem is talking to us. And Rabbi Yehuda says in the Pasuk here, Ein ze kim darko yimalolo vashir osu eiloloi. These things are happening. A person has to tell himself because of his behavior. We don't point fingers to anyone else, but we have to say to ourselves, we have to improve. Come back to Hashem, do tshuva, hence the name of the Sefer Shari Tshuva. And Hashem will have mercy. And now he brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Umutzo'uhu rois rabois v'tzorois." When many evils and distresses will fall upon them, va'omar bayoymahu haloi al ki ein elokai bekeri mitzo'uni rois eilu. And the person will say, you know why these tragedies are happening? You know why these tragedies are taking place in the world today? Whether it's personal tragedies or global tragedies? It's because Hashem is not with me. Because I am not living my life with Hashem. And Hashem is talking to me. Now, what is the context of this pasuk? Where is this pasuk? This pasuk is found in Parshas Vayelech, towards the end of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Perik Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin. Let's go back a few psukim before that in Pasuk Yud Dalid, where Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's time for you to leave this world. Hein Karvu Yomecha Lamus. Go and call to Yeshua. And they went and they stood by the Oil Mayid. Vayera Hashem ba'oil moed ba'anun anon ba'amud anon vayamoed amud anon. They stood al pesach oil. They stood by the entrance to the oil moed. Pasuk tezayin vayoyimer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's your time to leave this world. Hinchu shoychei v'mavisacho v'kam ha'om hazeh, and your nation. The Zohar Kodesh tells us in Parshas Bishalach, this is in Parshas Vayelech, in Parshas Bishalach, when it says, Vahi Bishalach Paru Es Ha'om, and Paru sent out the nation, says the Arachayim Kodesh from the Zohar Kodesh, Om refers to the Erev Rav. Either way, it says, V'kom Ha'om Hazeh V'zona Acharei Elohei Necher, and they're going to go worship foreign gods. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, they're going to forsake me. They're going to leave me. As we'll see. I made a treaty with them, and they're breaking it. My anger will be ignited. Boy, Bayoim hahu, va'azavtim, and I will leave them. V'histarti ponai mehem, and I will hide my face from them. V'ahoyo le'echol umtso'uhu rois rabois vitzorois. You know what's going to happen? They're going to leave me, I'm going to turn my face from them, and they will have tragedies. Rachmanu litzlan. Is Hashem not talking to us right now? Shari tshuva, shar beis, ois beis. V'omar b'yoyim ahu, haloi al ki eil l'kai b'kirbi mitzo'uni haroyis ha'eile. The pasuk says, you know why these tragedies are happening? Ki eil l'kai b'kirbi. Because Hashem is not with me. Because I'm not following the ways of Hashem. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh, he asks a question. Pasuk Tezayin, the Pasuk says, Vayimar Hashem al Moshe, Hincha Shaychi v'Masecha, you're going to pass on, leave this world. V'kom ha'om hazeh, v'zono, acherei elihei necha. This nation is going to get up and follow foreign gods. They're going to leave me. Ask the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, what's this word v'kom, to get up? It should be yorad, go down. It should be yerida, hashpala. The Aruch Haim HaKadosh wants to suggest, based on the pasuk later on, vayishmon yeshurun vayivot. When people become financially successful, comfortable, they come, they think they're successful, they're getting up in the world. The Yitzhahara says, you're doing a great job. And they forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Lashon V'kom. Rabbi Yoin is telling us, we have to listen and hear when Hashem is talking to us. And Hashem is calling out to us. M'tzu'u rois, rabois v'tzorois. When these many evils and distresses will befall them. V'omar b'yoyim ahu. And they will say on that day, Haloi al ki ein elokai bekirbi. Mitzo'uni haro yisa'ile. You know why this is happening? Because Hashem is not with me. Why is Hashem not with me? Because I broke the treaty. I broke the bris. This is the context of the psukim. But nonetheless, if we come back to Hashem, Hashem is going to accept our return. V'yoshev el Hashem, as Ben Yonah tells us, v'yirachameyu, and he'll have mercy and compassion upon you.